Whether you want to escape the snow or plan it, Arias Medical has you covered. Try a rewarding travel assignment during the holiday season with Arias Medical Group. Call Arias at 1-800-340-2619 or visit ariasmedical.com. That's AURUSmedical.com.
This is Spinal Tap News, bringing you what's news in the field of physical therapy in 15 minutes or less.
The numbers will go to 11.
You don't have hours to scour the internet for what's news in PT. And that's where we come in. This is Spinal Tap News. From the brewers of the PT Pinecast, live from the Spinal Tap Newsroom with your host, Jimmy McKay.
This is Spinal Tap News, brewed by the PT Pinecast and poured by Arias Medical Staffing. We cover the field of physical therapy in 15 minutes or less, or double your money back. I'm your host, physical therapist Jimmy McKay, alongside
Jason Bellamy, APTA's Vice President of Strategic Communications and Alliances.
Doing the news with two guys drinking beer at where the APTA is.
Combined Sections Meeting 2017, San Antonio, Texas.
And we're in the middle of day number two. First time we've ever done something like this.
Well, second time, because we just did this, but we didn't hit the record button.
That was the dry run. All right. We're actually doing this for real now. So we brought up statistics earlier, which is number one, liking to see the field come together. We're at a record number of PTs coming to Combined Sections Meeting, more than 14,000 people here today. And as just released by Sharon Dunn not long ago via Twitter, looking at near 100,000 members of the APTA, sitting just north of 97,000.
Yeah, and we're trying to make a big push on that this year. APTA membership numbers always rise and fall, but we're hoping to hit 100,000 around the middle of the year and then sustain that number through the end of the year. People who have been past members and maybe aren't members right now, we'd love your support. Get on board.
Bring them back in. All right, our lead story today.
I've got your big news, and it happened here at CSM. The future of physical therapy has arrived. Here at CSM 2017, just last night, APTA announced that the Physical Therapy Outcomes Registry is open for business and accepting enrollees. The registry is APTA's effort to create a nationwide repository of patient and practice data by directly integrating with multiple third-party electronic health record systems. The registry will allow physical therapists to elevate their patient care and visualize their value through easy-to-use benchmarking data. Outcomes from the registry will help PTs maximize their payment potential and define their future amidst rising expectations for quality care and demonstrated value of services. APTA CEO Justin Moore called the registry a turning point in the history of physical therapy.
And we're really excited about it. The registry really represents a bridge from our proud past in physical therapy to fully realizing our potential in healthcare for the future.
You can learn more about the registry at ptoutcomes.com.
Medicare cap repeal introduced in Congress. In news from the APTA Political Action Committee, legislation to repeal the Medicare cap was introduced in the House and Senate on February 1st. The act, titled Medicare Access to Rehabilitation Services Act, would repeal the cap once and for all. Congress has acted 16 times to prevent the implementation of the cap since it was written into law in the 1997 Balanced Budget Act. PT PAC is urging members to contact their legislators in support of the bill.
Ken Sprague, Senior Specialist of Congressional Affairs and Grassroots at APTA. We are working with members of Congress to locate a vehicle that would include our legislation during the 115th Congress. We're optimistic that this congressional session will likely include an option for advancement, as healthcare is obviously a focal point for Congress already this year and will likely be moving into 2018. We will continue to update APTA members on the status of this legislation and work with our grassroots network to gain additional support from congressional leaders.
Use bill reference numbers H.R. 807 and S.253 when speaking with your legislators. March 26th to the 28th is the APTA's Federal Advocacy Forum. To learn more about how you can come to Capitol Hill to advocate for your profession, visit APTA.org.
And while you're there, download the APTA Action app, where you can get notified when you have an opportunity to take action on bills like these. In other news, lymphedema legislation is reintroduced in the House. APTA's PT in Motion reports that the Lymphedema Treatment Act has been reintroduced in the House. The bill, which would expand the range of compression supplies covered under Medicare, was originally brought before the House in 2015, but never made it to a full vote, despite garnering 261 co-sponsors. A companion bill is expected to be introduced in the Senate in the coming weeks. When contacting your representative in support of this bill, use H.R. 930.
New Jersey Attorney General denies the right of PTs to dry needle. On February 9th, the New Jersey Attorney General handed down an opinion stating that physical therapists are not authorized to engage in the practice of dry needling. The letter states that dry needling is not in the New Jersey State Practice Act, and that modalities that pierce the skin are beyond the scope of physical therapy.
This is Paul Vidal, New Jersey Chapter President-elect. We feel this is a threat to our scope of practice. Our next steps will be putting together a unified front for our membership. Templated letters have been made for both patients and clinicians to reach out to their legislators, and a dry needling task force is in place to strategize. There will be a town hall meeting for our members this coming Thursday at the chapter office in Robbinsville, New Jersey.
Let's stick with advocacy as Texas fights for direct access. Texas is reintroducing a bill that will allow patients to see a physical therapist for 30 days without a referral from a physician. Currently, Texas is one of four states that does not allow direct access. Patients require a referral from a physician to be able to see a physical therapist. The bill is titled Senate Bill 728. Texas physical therapists have started a petition to show support for the bill.
This is Dan Attu, delegate for the Texas Physical Therapy Association and Texas PAC board member. Legislative Day is on February 21st. Texas PTs and PT students, please join us for a day of lobbying on the Hill. You can also support the Texas bill through a grassroots petition. Check out the link at ptpintcast.com.
Get every episode we release delivered fresh right to you. Subscribe to the PT Pintcast on iTunes, Google Play, or Stitcher Radio, and never miss an ice cold episode.
Do you treat patients with chronic pain, recurring sports injuries, or posture issues? Then check out Rock Tape, the world's best kinesiology tape.
Stickier, stretchier,
and superior to competing tapes. Rock Tape stays on through any activity
for up to 7 days.
Physical therapists qualify for medical pricing. Get started at rocktape.com/start. Rock Tape also offers CEUs nationwide, so you can learn how to use the world's best tape
with cutting-edge, evidence-informed techniques
while earning the continuing education credits you need.
Get started at rocktape.com.
Considering a travel assignment over the holidays, or ready to escape the cold weather for some winter sunshine? Arias Medical Group is the leading healthcare staffing agency, offering travel and full-time career opportunities for PTs nationwide. Call Arias at 1-800-340-2619 or visit ariusmedical.com. That's ariusmedical.com.
This is Spinal Tap News.
Following up, a judge tells CMS what to do about education on improvement standards. According to PT Emotion, on February 2nd, a federal judge handed down a plan to CMS to educate Medicare administrators and contractors on the, quote, improvement standard fallacy. The ruling is secondary to a 2013 settlement, Jimmo versus Sebelius, that debunked the myth that in order for Medicare to cover services, the patient had to show improvement.
American College of Physicians comes out with new guidelines for back pain. According to the president of the ACP, quote, physicians should reassure their patients that acute and subacute low back pain usually improves over time, regardless of treatment. The ACP recommends that physicians and patients initially select non-drug therapy with exercise, multidisciplinary rehabilitation, acupuncture, and mindfulness-based stress reduction, amongst other treatments. They also stress that physicians should consider opioids as the last option for treatment and only in patients who have failed other therapies. The Chicago Tribune reports that a study released Wednesday has found a link between the prescribing habits of hospital emergency room doctors and extended use of narcotic painkillers. Patients seen by an emergency room physician who tends to prescribe opioids frequently are about 30% more likely to take them for at least 6 more months over the ensuing year. APTA's opioid public awareness campaign, Choose PT, has reached millions of Americans. Learn more at moveforwardpt.com/choosept. And now a Choose PT update. The numbers are in on the reach of APTA's Choose PT campaign in 2016, and like the attendance here at CSM 2017, they're huge. For starters, moveforwardpt.com drew a record 3 million unique users to the site in 2016, almost doubling the reach from 2015. The Choose PT public service announcement for television, APTA's first TV PSA since 1982, received more than $738,000 of donated airtime in 22 states and Washington, D.C., reaching an estimated 77 million Americans. The radio version of that ad aired in 14 states over those 3 months, reaching 5 million Americans. But wait, it gets better. The print public service announcement, which ran 964 times across the country, had an estimated reach of 149 million Americans. None of that includes the reach of APTA's paid advertising, which appeared everywhere from WebMD to the New York Times website to commemorative World Series programs. The best part, the campaign is ongoing, and the public service announcements remain in distribution across the country. To learn more and help spread the word, check out the toolkit available at moveforwardpt.com/choosept.
Insurance companies at war, Anthem and Cigna, parting ways. CBS reports that Cigna is rejecting Anthem's acquisition bid of $48 billion and suing Anthem for termination fees and damages. Cigna and Anthem, two major healthcare insurers, were attempting to merge, but a federal judge ruled in January that the merger would violate antitrust laws and place consumers at risk. Insurance companies had argued that the merger would decrease healthcare costs. Cigna is now seeking a $1.8 $5 billion termination fee from Anthem and up to $14 billion in damages. This comes shortly after Aetna and Humana terminated their merger deal.
Big rule changes for youth football. NPR reports that USA Football is piloting new rules in youth football aimed at decreasing the risk for hits to the head. The rules, which are being rolled out in select programs across the country, include a smaller playing field, decreasing the number of players to 7, no special teams play, and a requirement that players must rotate positions. Don't panic at the prospect of losing traditional football quite yet. The organization notes that the rules are still in development and it has no plans for a wider rollout.
And now it's time for What the Hell Theater.
What the hell?
This is What the Hell Theater. Stories from the lighter side of the news desk.
How to tell if you've had too much to drink. A 49-year-old woman was recently arrested in Cheyenne, Wyoming, and charged with DUI after police found her, late at night, using an industrial forklift to pick up and move a van that she explained was blocking her driveway. The problems. She works for the state forestry department and had commandeered a state-owned forklift. She had a cooler of beer in said forklift and was operating it while wearing flip-flops, which is clearly an OSHA violation. And of course, the van blocking her driveway was her own.
We scour the internet to find the stories that make you say, what the hell? This was another installment of What the Hell Theater. This is Spinal Tap News.
For more information about the stories that you heard here, including links to articles and papers, check out the news tab of the blog section at ptpinecast.com. If you have any story suggestions, contact us at our website or at ptpinecast on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Our executive producer is Rachel German from the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, and I'm your host, physical therapist Drew McKay, alongside
your trusty sidekick Jason Bellamy, and I really think this was almost as good as the first time we did it.
This episode of Spinal Tap News has been recorded over a locally brewed here in Texas, Austin Amber Ale. That's all I have. I can't think of anything else good to add. All right, we're done.
All right.
Podcasting. It's a great way to reach a huge audience. We're portable, free to download, and can be heard across the planet. Here on the PT Pinecast, we can paint a picture for your company to help spread your message to physical therapists across the world. With our show, we can put pictures into people's minds. Here, let me show you what I mean. Like if I push this button right here, I can take you back to the Jurassic era when T-Rex roamed the earth. And when I click on this,
I'm behind the wheel of a race car, driving fast and turning left. Shake it back, boys.
We paint pictures with sound and can paint a picture of your company on our show that'll leave an impression. To have us paint for you and spread your message to PTs across the world, contact us online at ptpinecast.com. Let's see what this button does.
The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.